Thank you. know, they heard that I don't have to do it out of it. I mean, I know they give up 125,000 square feet, which is that, I mean, you're going to make it so that it's a little stricter than that?
No. tree to modify or put in new interchange, and I went down there because I passed by it and I really liked the way it rained with this cap hills, I believe it is, and they've done a great job. Go to the next picture. And as you can see, it's as close to the edge as I was on the top of the hill. I rode my bike up there. No place to stop the car. And as I got there, they put all the plastic covers on the pond and blew off. And I saw an Indigo on the other side. And right where I was walking, right down here, I was real close to a little common gallon hole. Swam out from the reef. There was a mess there. So it's a very pretty setup. But I have to say that I'm very, very disappointed because tonight, when I was getting on the roadway to come down here, it's all been mowed. The park is all brown. All that green is just a brown mess. It looks awful. I could see
Oh,
suggested that the Matanza Pond, sometime between last Sunday, I went down to the beach and it was beautiful then and today. It was mowed where it's just looking brown, like a brown beach right now. But anyway, if we can hold on, what actually is being done? Is there any herbicide spraying, pesticide, or activity to discourage wildlife and add pollution to the environment? The other thing, and then on wetlands, we can identify major wetlands or any type of wetland that we can within the city and encourage protective zoning classification, discourage mitigation. Okay, next. How do we get into the city-owned property? I speak about the little history, I guess, when the pump was incorporated, the city assumed ownership of many parts of the plant. When the city acquired, any of you folks dealt with the Palm Coast Community Service Corporation, anybody with that? That was the water, that was the utility, when it was still privately owned. The city took that over and they were able to acquire the lands that are associated. The city-owned property is all drainage structures, regular areas, big pieces of property, cul-de-sacs, right-of-ways, other reasons. So you have your but then you can go to the next one. And I what I've stated is that for the most part undeveloped and found in what I have little isolated natural conditions. By that what I mean is it wasn't natural. ITT came and they, did a lot of clearing, a lot of, getting this, the water or the soil up to the level of where it could be where it could be at today. So there's nothing in any completely natural condition, except that many of these areas have not been touched from those days when ITT was doing the original work. This is the important thing, I think, is that as we continue our development of commercial residential properties, much of the understory trees and dense understory vegetation is required for all that. It's just the way it's done. These undeveloped city properties would assume a greater value of visual aesthetic and natural habitat, and someday, maybe the only natural place left. What I'm saying here is that it's important to have a uniformly applied city policy as to what is going to happen to these lands, what can occur in whether in conjunction with them to go on next. Should I share with the next? Around and his home with his seed. The people of Israel were coming with his seed, and they said they were to go clear on the back of their property down to Mount Ben. Is what it says. And I thought, no, I mean, these small areas on the left hand side, 10 feet or a little more, that's one thing, but this is an extensive area. And I told the young lady, and he said, we have the
Thank you.
an issue of mitigation wetland development that is now approved by the city council for along US 1 south of Palm Coast Parkway on the west western side of the green chain. I was following that, and they had an environmental assessment by a folks up in St. Augustine, Atlantic Environmental and he talked about 13 acres that they want to manage. And he spoke of when he looked at that, they would agree to purchase.
Thank you. educated and everything, and then they want to move to Airfield, and it's just going to sound like, well, the Airfield, when they want to put their runways to it, it's going to be a thing like, and they say, well, the followers of the Airfield want the cooperation to cut down all the trees, and that will come all down the Airfield. And I said, what? Well, people can't make the turn.
Thank you.
that off the community center.
Yeah.
That piece of property there, totally, is all city property. It's different. Now, on the south side of the town, on the west side, that part of the park. But on the south side, that's just all we got. So, now we went on to this property that they put the zip line and she puts you there.
Where is this evening? Where does it begin, the property?
I'm going to go to the station, right in the middle there, right across the street from the camp. But south, all that south is now right on that. That's more of our property.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next street down, right here, it has the fire station and then the thank you. concerned with what the city hall is.
It's not property. I don't know why the city's going to be on there and just plant it. You know, the grass. Take it out and plant it. And they're going to have to do it all. There's nothing to say about it. It's not a lot. We could work those solid areas back into the natural. If we have the money, we want to do it.
It's going to upset a lot of people. That's a question that we didn't ask on. That's something that we want to pursue.
Thank you. look at the property and what do you believe in me? And I got no answer to the first letter, because the second letter, a sergeant with the city with the sheriff's office called me up, and he came over to the house. I showed him the information, he said, I have got all the information from John Hall, and he sent it to me after this happened. He showed him the house and everything, and he said, where's the trespassing report? I handed him the paper, and he said, don't worry about it, you're not trespassing.
Thank you.
Thank you. So one stone, and there's a white one, and there's three others. It's supposed to be in the middle of it.